It's Monday, the 28th of October, so close to Halloween. If I knew how to make scary voices, I would. I can make a cackle witch, but I don't want to cackle in anyone's ear. I could probably go in the other room and cackle and y'all still hear it, but let's not cackle for right now. But it is the 28th of October, it is Monday, and I'll tell you what, I feel refreshed. I feel pretty good. I'm in my favorite sweatshirt, even though the squirrels got it. Let me tell you what. I'm kind of cheap. I'm kind of cheap and I'm kind of not cheap. It depends on what it is. Like, I got a blender. It's a $230 blender. But that was the lowest, cheapest version of the entire Vitamix line that I went with. I went for the no frills. So I am cheap, but $230 for a blender, not cheap. Anyway, my sweatshirt. I'm not a big person. I'm not a big clothes person. I'm just not. I wear the same thing every day. I'm fine with that. However, I found this beautiful golden sweatshirt at Target, right? $20. I couldn't buy it. Brought Tim back. We went to Target for something else, and I showed him the sweatshirt, and I tried it on. He's like, just get it, because he can buy stuff easier than I can. And that's where it's kind of cool. Like, I have learned to relax a little bit about money since meeting him, but I can't relax all the way. Anyway, much improved I am since meeting him, though. All right, so like this sweatshirt, it's a beautiful, beautiful autumn sweatshirt. I mean, I just love it, right? Couldn't buy it. Take him to the store, and I buy it. $20. I've never in my life spent $20 on a sweatshirt. I just haven't. I've never spent $20 on a sweatshirt. Never. I think that's a ridiculous amount of money to spend on a sweatshirt. However, I did, right? So I get this sweatshirt and I wear it and I'm pretty happy. I wore it that day at the bookstore. I went into the bathroom and got changed to put the new sweatshirt on, and I just love it. Hanging outside like I've done for over a decade, for years living here. I forget how long we've lived here. Maybe I've lived here 14 years. I'm not sure. Always hang my clothes out. I hang out this sweatshirt. I never had a problem. I hang out this sweatshirt and I come back and it's bundled up on top of the railing. And I'm like, wow, why is my sweatshirt all bundled up like that? I don't remember doing that. Dogs don't do that. They would have thrown it on the ground and slept on it. Why is my sweatshirt, $20 sweatshirt, bundled up? And then I opened it and a little squirrel, I'm not going to swear, but a little squirrel, imagine a swear word here though, if you will. Squirrel got my $20 sweatshirt and put holes in it all over. 1, 2, 3. Just right on my right arm. I'm looking at 1, 2, 3. You can't see him. I don't know why I insist on showing my arm to the microphone, but I do. And then on my other arm, there's another one. I know there's another one somewhere. Oh, there's the really big one here down at the bottom. So I finally break down, buy a $20 sweatshirt, and a squirrel gets it. Doesn't touch anything else, just my $20 sweatshirt. But now it's my favorite sweatshirt to wear in the house when I'm doing mudding, when I'm cleaning today. I think today I'm gonna move the refrigerator. I'm feeling pretty rested from the weekend. I am excited about some of the things that I've been writing, and I feel like I got all the windows open today. Tim's been sick, unfortunately, all weekend. So now I'm going to get his germs out of the house as much as I can. We're coming up on our Halloween staycation. I want to make it nice. The place is an absolute mess because all I've been doing is writing food. So today I'm wearing my favorite sweatshirt, and now I can get it dirty because it's already got holes in it, and I can relax the fact that I paid $20 for it. I think I can say that. I think I can say it's okay that I spent $20 on this sweatshirt and this girl got a hold of it. And then I went back and bought another one, but I got that one for $15. Then I went back and got another one. I got that one for $20. I never spent this much money on sweatshirts ever, but I tell you what, I love them. All right, so the refrigerator. I'm thinking, because the kitchen needs to be done. It's like, I have started way too many construction things at one time. Definitely I have. So I'm thinking today I'm going to move the refrigerator. If I can move it by myself, I'm going to move the refrigerator. If I can't, then I'll just wait for Tim to get better and then we'll move it. But I think I'm going to move it all the way to the other side. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I just want more space to shoot. And the refrigerator makes this annoying humming noise and it picks up on my camera. So here's the great thing. I didn't redo the kitchen. I saved that purposely for last. Once I got this new camera, now everything is going to be designed around that camera. In a way, the look of the kitchen will be, the aesthetic of the kitchen will be dictated by the use and the items that I'm using, how I'm filming. So, yeah, I think I want that whole wall cleared off. And it needs to be painted and sanded anyway. So, I'd have to move the refrigerator anyhow. So, I'm just in a pretty good mood. And it's Monday. And I feel like moving a refrigerator. So, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do that when I get done with this. But right now, I'm doing an experiment in my Instapot. And I'm also filming that. I'm waiting. It's still doing its thing. So, I figured I'd do a podcast. Did I say that this is my... Is anyone still listening? Like, 5 minutes on my sweatshirt in the refrigerator. If you are listening, thank you. It is my 100th podcast today, which is pretty cool. Because I tell you what, I thought I was going to stop podcasting. I wasn't sure where I was going to fit it in to my schedule. Oh, did you hear that? Oh, Instapod's done. I think it's done. All right. So I'm going to pause and I'll be right back because I need to shoot that right now and then I'll be back. But yeah, I thought I was going to stop podcasting, but I'm not. Instead, I'm going to pause and come back. And I'm back. What was I saying? All right, I was talking about not sure if I was going to keep podcasting because I don't know where it fits in as far as where to fit it in my day now that I'm filming way more. And I realized that 2 videos a week is not going to be enough. It's just not. It's not going to be enough to grow my audience. And I have to put my time into that. But here's the thing. I really love podcasting. It's not food related enough. I thought I was going to drop more stuff. Like, I'm going to drop Twitter. I'll keep my account because I have my name. And maybe every now and then I'll throw something out there. But I'm not going to invest any time into Twitter. It's just, I don't find it to be a useful use of my time. And as far as MeWe, I ended up making my MeWe account private over the weekend and cutting out a lot of people. Things that people I just wasn't connecting with, or just like there's this one lady and she just keeps putting stuff in her feed that I don't want to see. She's a nice lady. I've talked to her before, but I just don't want to see these shots. I'm not going to say what they are, but they're not for me. She mixes it with other things, but I just no. So what I ended up doing was decluttering my MeWe. I'm gonna hold the Twitter, but probably not use it. And I'm gonna keep podcasting open a little bit longer because I really do love it. And originally when I started podcasting, it wasn't gonna have anything to do with food anyway. It was gonna have nothing to do with food. I was gonna talk about decluttering because back in 2016, I got rid of 95% of my stuff. And that whole thing is plenty to talk about. But I don't think I've really talked about decluttering here too much. But that was where I was originally going to take this podcast. And then it just evolved into creativity and getting stuff done and being focused and how I do my stuff and what, you know, like a day in the life. So I don't know. I don't know, but it's 100 and I'm not quite ready to say goodbye yet. I want to hold on a little longer. Maybe get to 104. No, I hope to go on beyond that. I just don't know how to fit things in. And then Tim's like, well, just talk about whatever you're working on. Like, I would love to talk about food also. This past weekend, he wanted a caramel apple hummus. And so I made that. And I wrote it in the first draft. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Needs some caramel on the top because it's got the caramelly apple, kind of the apple in it. Cinnamon apple. And now I want to put the caramel on it. But I love it. I love getting in the kitchen and writing and doing stuff. And that is where I've got to focus the bulk of my time and the bulk of my energy. But as a side shoot, podcasting kind of talks about all those things. Because no matter what we're doing, a lot of us who are listening are creative. And we do different things and produce different stuff. And I don't know. I'm a rambling. It's Ramblecast 100, people. I'm going to ramble. I don't know. I'm talking about sweatshirts and squirrels. And did I say I was going to move the refrigerator? I'm moving that stinker today. Hopefully I can do it by myself. I think I can because it kind of rolls. Once it comes out to a certain point, it's just easy to push. It's just getting it out in that initial point. This is what happens though. Sometimes Tim will go, normally when he goes away, if he goes to a gaming con or if he goes to a conference for work, he will go away for a couple days. And when he comes home, I'll have moved stuff around. I only have like a day to do this before he gets home from work. And if he hears this podcast, then he already knows, hey baby, I'm moving the refrigerator. It's going in the living room. Welcome to being a video person. Everything must serve the video and the camera and what the space needs. And that humming in that refrigerator is got to go off my film. I do not like it. All right, I guess that's it. Is that it? Let me think. Oh, well, we've been watching some pretty cool British spooky movies. I don't know if anyone has Hulu or if they're into that kind of thing. But The Secret of Crickley Hall, I'm not sure how to pronounce it. That was pretty good. Then there was The Haunting, The Benfield Haunting. I don't know. I wrote it on my MeWe. I can't remember the exact name, but it's on Hulu under the British sort of spooky section, and they were both good. They're both 3 episodes. It was one series 1, I guess, 3 episodes, and they were enjoyable. Right now we're watching something on Netflix called Requiem, hard for me to pronounce. I think we have 2 episodes of that to go. Not enjoying it as much as those other two that I mentioned, but we're going to finish it out. And that's what we like. We like The Conjuring and like the spooky kind of stuff, that stuff. We've been doing a lot of that this season, so it's been nice to have Huluween. If you're on Hulu or if you're not, Huluween is the month of October and they call themselves Huluween, and there's a whole section. Much enjoyable. And oh, 3-day vacation. Three days and then staycation starts. Halloween staycation. Poor smoochy face. My Frankenberry, he's not feeling good, guys. He's got a cold or a sinus infection. He's just hummed up on the couch all weekend under a big Halloween blanket and Wiggy just glued to him. And he's at work now, unfortunately. I wish he was home resting. So 2 more days plus this day. So 2.5 more days. And then he gets to rest and hopefully not be sick for the entire staycation, but even if it's just in the beginning, at least he'll be home. And I guess that's it. This is my ramble cast. You can't, for some reason, my arms, I just put them wide out. It's like, this is my ramble cast 100. Like my cartoon characters, if you see my stick figures, those movements I really do with my arms. That is a real thing. The hair is a little different, though. It's a little longer than my stick figure. And I'm Ivy the Happy Whisk. Thank you so much for listening. I'll catch you next time right here on anchor.fm/thehappywhisk, or check me out on youtube.com/thehappywhisk, and I will catch up with y'all another time. Whisk out.